Good evening, Jean-Pierre. Welcome to the Space Show.
Welcome.
What is the CNES, CNES?
CNES is a French space agency who is in charge to develop specific program for civil activities. We cover the science application, telecommunication, Earth observation, and we have some, of course, activities in the launcher activities, because France is a significant partner of the European Space Agency to develop the Ariane program.
And what's your job with the agency?
In the agency, I am a program manager, spot program manager. My job consists to manage a team of engineers who are in charge to maintain a good trade-off, permanent. My job start 10 years ago up to a launch of Spot 4, which occurred last March. So it's a long time. So to manage an engineering team, which is in charge to achieve the right performance with respect to the customer needs, to maintain the price in the cost to completion, which has been negotiated with our government, which is the prime decider of the end, to maintain the planning. Because, of course, one of our tasks is to maintain a continuous operational service on orbit. And when a spacecraft failed, this was the case of Spot 3 a year ago, Spot 4, it was necessary that Spot 4 be available as soon as feasible in orbit to replace Spot 3 when it failed.
What do these Spot satellites do?
The Spot satellite is an Earth observation spacecraft. It is equipped with two instruments which offer a ground source of 120 kilometers. The mission of such instrument is to generate image with a geometrical resolution of 10 meters for cartographic application. And image is in called multispectral, in several spectral bands, in the visible, it's an optical system, in the visible range, three spectral bands which permit to discriminate the vegetation species. Okay, I was saying to the other part of the mission is to assess the vegetation species over the world and to provide the cartographic of the different vegetation species over the world. On the now the tendency, the map means surface. Now we are looking for the third dimension, which is of course the yielding rate of the vegetation, and this is why we have onboarded Spot 4 another instrument which is called vegetation, of course, which provide a very fine, very accurate radiometric measurement of the plant. The reflectance of the plant are measured with a quality which is 10^-4, which is a very fine accuracy. And this vegetation, which is a very large field, about 100 degree, means a ground source of more than 2,000 kilometers. Such instruments permit to cover each day the complete mapping of the world, of the Earth's surface. So we are working in optics, so we are part of the Earth is covered by cloud, so we do a decayed map of the world. Decayed means that during 10 days, continuous day, we will map the Earth, and finally at the end of the 10 days we will have a complete view without cloudy, without with good visibility, and with the accurate measurement, here we intend to achieve a good prediction, a good forecasting of yield prediction of the plants. And this instrument has been funded at 50% by European Community, which intend to create a good and accurate management of the earth resource at vegetation level, which is a big issue for European people, because you know Europe, it's a big reserve to create and to provide cereals, plants, and so forth. And probably by next few years, I guess, we will have a kind of exchange bourse. You understand what I mean by bourse? This exists already in Chicago, managing worldwide, but basically the North American continent. But probably Europe will have its own bourse of exchange. So you can imagine that now we are dealing with commercial and business activities. But on top of that, on board Spots 4 is a 3 tons spacecraft. It's a lot. And we have a lot of so-called passenger, additional technological mission. I can maybe go in more detail to one, which has been provided by European Space Agency, which is called the SILEX. SILEX means System for Establishing Liaison, Telecommunication Liaison in Between Spacecraft with Laser Exchange Type. The idea is to prove that two system, optical laser system, could exchange with bitstream exchange up to 100 megabit per second. So the idea was to equip Spot 4 with an optical emitting system to a geostationary system, which will receive the HRVRR bit stream, which is a 50 megabit per second. So received the image on board the geostationary Artemis system provided by ESA, and this geostationary as its design is in a permanent liaison with Europe, so can send back, bring back to Earth this HRVR image bit stream. Today Artemis is not at its place. It will be launched probably early in 2000s, and we already during the commissioning phase of Spot 4 we demonstrate the performance of such a system by a test on target, which is a star, which is Arcturus, which is we choose such a star to have a sufficient magnitude provided by the star in order to have a good reference. And we command from the spacecraft, from Spot, we command Pastel to go up to Arcturus, and within less than 20 seconds we get the liaison with the star. So now we can assess that the qualification of such a liaison is achieved, and now this means that the European technology is in a good shape to be provided. And there is a bid period presently between different companies over the world for the Teledesic system or Iridium Next, which will be equipped with such optical liaison, interspacecraft optical liaison. So we expect that from such spot results, I would say, we place in a good shape the industrial company, European one, to provide to American one a significant and very pertinent equipment, which demonstrate already its performance. Such a demonstration hasn't been done, as far as I know, in America. So here we are now today.
And it means, of course, using this SILEX system, that you'll be able to have fewer ground stations, and you'll also be able to get the data back quicker from the satellite to the customer. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. That's the first point. But the second point is we have, due to technological reason, a strong limitation of data bitrate in between spacecraft and ground. So the idea is to spread between from one spacecraft to different spacecraft constellation, to spread the information which has to be transmitted to Earth in order to transfer this information first to constellation spacecraft, which will send back the information to the Earth. So this is a way to, for instance, the first application will be internet access. Today the technology is not able to get internet like that. You know, you have to wait hours and hours because the debit in France, what you call that, the bit stream, the technological to accept the bit stream is a bit limited. Now with such a optical system, we can go up to 2-3 gigabit per second, which is a lot. And with that, and this is the gambling of Bill Gates today, it's to equipoise over the world constellation of spacecraft, which could manage such a high bit stream.
A gigabit of information, of course, is far more than is even on a CD-ROM.
Yes, of course. Of course, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Jean-Pierre. You've certainly got a wide-ranging and in-depth program of Earth observation with the SPOT satellite program.
Okay, thank you, Andrew, for this discussion. It's always very exciting to speak our job, and I hope that this will interest all the people in Australia which are interested by space activities, and maybe this would improve the relationship in between Europe and Australia.
Thank you very much.